Welcome to today's reading of the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American, read by volunteers and staff. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Good morning, this is Kim, and I am reading the Odessa American. Today's date is Thursday, August 1st. OC Board to Consider Bond Proposal. The Odessa College Board of Trustees will consider moving forward with a $355 million bond issue at their next regular meeting at 6:30 p.m. August 6th in the Zand Community Room at the Salisbury Campus Center. The proposed bond would be put on the November 5th ballot. It was presented during a Board of Trustees workshop Wednesday. The idea has been discussed at a previous workshop meeting before summer break. The funds would go toward campus improvements, infrastructure, and maintenance. Odessa College's current total tax rate is $0.171666 per $100 valuation. The bond would raise the interest and sinking rate for debt service by 11 cents per $100, or $15 a month for the average homeowner, said Shem Culpepper, who led a community group that OC officials met with this summer. Trustees will consider the proposal August 6th, and the last day to put it on the ballot is August 19th. Early voting starts October 21st and ends November 1st. OC President Gregory Williams said they will have meetings with the community to explain the bond and why it's needed. Culpepper, President CEO of First Basin Credit Union, said one of the items in the bond would be to repurpose the Jack Rogers Fine Arts Center into a child care center. In addition, they discussed a workforce building, which would be a career and technical education center. Like the CTE Center Ector County ISD is going to build with its bond, this one will be done in cooperation with the school district as well. The $355 million will also include housing and dining halls. The Perryman Group says 190,913 people will be needed for jobs here in the next 20 years. Culpepper said the time is right and the team is right to go forward with this proposal. I beg you to not let this opportunity pass by. The time is right. The team is right. You may not have another opportunity to do this, and if that happens, the community will not prosper, Culpepper said. Chris Lammers, who leads Pfluger Architects Higher Education Practice, said they are collaborating with JSA Architects, which has been working with OC for many years. Every project that the committee has put before you is focused on the community and creating more opportunities. Some of the big things also are trying to maintain adaptability and flexibility for the future, Lammer said. According to information from the meeting, the five-year fall enrollment has grown 27.6%. In Texas, it's 7.9%. With the passage of House Bill 8, which made community college funding contingent on performance, OC funding has increased. Bachelor degree attainment for Ector County is 16.6%. Texas is 32.2%, and nationwide it's 34.3%. In related business, Chief Financial Officer Brandyham said the proposed 2024-25 budget is $73,390,206. For 2023-24, it was $66,475,903. The majority of that change is all state appropriations, Ham said. The budget includes a 5% salary increase for all eligible full-time employees. That is the recommendation to the board. The tax rate will be proposed in August, and then they will have public hearings. No arrests made after possible kidnapping report. The Midland Police Department on Wednesday reported that officers did respond to a possible attempted kidnapping call earlier in the week. The call took place around 10:24 a.m. Tuesday. It was then that officers responded to the Midland Soup Kitchen Ministry, 1401 Orchard Lane. Upon arrival and upon initial investigation, officers located a suspect at Hidalgo Park that matched the description on the male involved, according to MPD, which also noted that the vehicle associated with the male was identified. Upon officers investigating and speaking with the children, guardians of the children on scene, and other individuals on scene, there was no criminal offense that was discovered or found to have been committed. MPD stated that an information report was created and the subject in question, a 54-year-old man, was positively identified. Field interviewed and issued a criminal trespass from Midland Soup Kitchen. No arrest took place. Movies in the Park presents Sing 2. Watch Sing 2 Saturday, August 3rd in the great outdoors for free with Movies in the Park. The fun begins at 7 p.m. at McKinney Park, 625 West Pool Road. The movie will start as the sun goes down. Community members are encouraged to bring their own lawn chairs and blankets. Concessions will be available. This event is free and open to the public. Local physician to host Midland's first Walk with the Doc Texas event. Midland residents of all ages are encouraged to lace up their walking shoes and join Dr. Madhusmita Panda of Midland Health for the city's first Walk with the Doc Texas event at 9 a.m. August 3rd. This will be a recurring monthly event every first Saturday. The event will be at the Midland Health Walking Path, 400 Rosalind Redfern Grover Parkway, Midland. Participants should meet at the main entrance. A news release said walking is one of the simplest, best things people can do to live a long, high-quality life. Walk with the Doc makes it easy by providing the time, place, motivation, a brief health information talk, and fellow participants for a fun walking experience. The Walk with the Doc concept is simple. Physicians organize walks in their communities and invite their patients' families, and community members to join them. Walkers will enjoy a refreshing and invigorating walk with Dr. Panda and other healthcare professionals who will provide support to participants and answer questions during the walk. Walk with the Doc Texas is overseen by a national nonprofit organization to get people active and healthy, and is backed by the Texas Medical Association, TMA, in Texas. This is a free program, and pre-registration is not required. Information about future walks will be announced on this chapter's Walk with a Doc website. Tadriana McAllister joins Basin PBS as Education Director. Basin PBS announced Wednesday the selection of Tadriana McAllister as the new education director. Tadriana will join the Basin PBS team beginning Monday, August 5th. McAllister brings a wealth of experience and a passion for education that will help further Basin PBS's mission to provide quality educational content and programming to our community. McAllister's educational journey began at the University of Texas of the Permian Basin, where she earned a Bachelor of Multidisciplinary Studies with a major in education in 2018. Her professional experience is extensive, spanning various teaching roles over the years. Most recently, she served as a 9th and 11th grade science teacher at Texas Leadership Charter Academy in Midland, where she developed comprehensive science lesson plans, incorporated Kagan strategies, and monitored student progress using Eduphoria and Power Schools. Her commitment to individualized student education and innovative teaching methods have consistently yielded positive results in student achievement and engagement, a news release said. McAllister has also held positions as an elective teacher for human growth and development and as a science teacher for grades 6 through 8 at Texas Leadership Charter Academy, where she taught state standards and prepared students for the STAR assessment. Her experience also includes teaching 5th grade at Burleson Elementary in Odessa and working as an after-school teacher at WeCare No. 1 Learning Center in Midland and more. In addition to her classroom experience, McAllister has served in various support and leadership roles. "We are incredibly excited to have Tadriana join our team," Laura Wolf, Executive Director and CEO of Basin PBS, said in the release. Her extensive experience in education and her passion for fostering learning and development make her a valuable addition to our organization. "We look forward to the innovative ideas and energy she will bring to our educational programming." McAllister will continue to enhance the educational outreach at Basin PBS and impact the community. "We warmly welcome Tadriana and eagerly anticipate the positive contributions she will make in her new role," the release said. George Lopez tour coming to Wagner Noel. The Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center, 1310 North FM 1788 Midland, will present George Lopez All Right Texas tour on August 3rd. The doors will open at 7 p.m. and the event will start at 8 p.m. Tickets start at $49.50. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit tinyurl.com/2ESM2HFZ for mature audiences only 18 and over. Obituaries: Peggy Jean Wilson. Peggy Jean Webster Wilson was born on October 14, 1931, in Hutchinson, Kansas, to Elmo and Alma Pearson. She was reared and attended school in Hutchinson. Visitation with family and friends will be 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Friday, August 2nd, at Sunset Memorial Funeral Home. Funeral services for Peggy Jean Webster Wilson will be 10 a.m. Saturday, August 3rd, at Sunset Memorial Funeral Home Chapel in Odessa, with Pastor LaVita Shelton officiating. Burial will follow at Sunset Memorial Gardens under the care of Sunset Memorial Gardens and Funeral Home. Frances Marie Fran Reedy. Frances Fran Marie Bostick Reedy, age 98, of Odessa, went home to be with her Lord and Savior on Saturday, July 27th. Fran was born September 19, 1925, in Floyd County, Texas, to Greenberry Bostick and Emma Ruth Lewis Bostick. "In lieu of flowers, the family wishes you to consider making a memorial donation in her name to the Odessa Food Bank. A graveside service for Fran will be held Friday, August 2nd at 11 a.m. at Sunset Memorial Gardens, 6801 East I-20, Business Loop, Odessa." Glenda Darlene Carlton Riley. Glenda Darlene Riley Carlton, 81, of Odessa, died Saturday, July 27th in Odessa. Funeral service will be held at 10 a.m. August 5th at Sunset Memorial Garden and Funeral Home. Burial will follow at Sunset Memorial Gardens. Reverend Blake Odell is officiating. Ivy Lynn Claxton. Ivy Lynn Claxton, 2 of Midland, died Tuesday, July 23rd in Lubbock, Celebration of Life will be held at 3 p.m. August 2nd at American Heritage Funeral Home. Chris Hager is officiating. Arrangements are by American Heritage Cemetery Funeral Home Crematory of Midland. Randy Joe Randall Collins. Randy Joe Randall Collins, 68, of Odessa, died Sunday, July 28th in Odessa. Funeral service will be held at 1 p.m. August 1st at Sunset Memorial Funeral Home. Reverend Dr. Jimmy Braswell is officiating. Arrangements are by Sunset Memorial Gardens and Funeral Home. Donna Lynn Heiser. Donna Lynn Heiser, a beloved educator, businesswoman, and cherished friend, passed away on July 27th at the age of 77. The family will receive visitors on Friday, August 2nd from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Nellie Peckle and Welch Funeral Home of Midland. A memorial service to celebrate Donna's life will be held on Saturday, August 3rd at 2:30 at Renew Life Church in Midland, with interment to immediately follow at Sunset Memorial Gardens in Odessa. In lieu of flowers, the family requests donations be made to the Pulmonary Fibrosis Foundation. Alonso Garcia Munoz. Alonso Garcia Munoz, 26, of Odessa, passed away on Thursday, July 18th. A vigil will begin at 5 p.m. until 7 p.m. on Thursday, August 1st, at Nellie Peckle and Welch Funeral Home. Services will be at 10 a.m. on Friday, August 2nd at Nellie Peckle and Welch Funeral Home. Sylvia Anita D.D. Rowe Schulte. Sylvia Anita D.D. Schulte Rowe, 91, of Odessa, died Friday, July 26th in Odessa. Graveside service will be held at 3 p.m. August 2nd at Sunset Memorial Gardens. Arrangements are by Sunset Memorial Gardens and Funeral Home of Odessa. Ellen Sue Snellgross. No services have been scheduled. Ellen Sue Snellgross, 79, of Monahans, died Saturday, July 27th in Monahans. Arrangements are by American Heritage Funeral Home of Midland. Michael Ray Wysong. Michael Ray Wysong, 68, died Friday, July 26th in Wichita Falls. Services are pending with American Heritage Cemetery Funeral Home Crematory of Midland. Memorial services will be held at the Holiday Inn Express on August 1st, located at 5321 JBS Parkway. In honor of his love of family and barbecue, there will be food and swimming from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Stepfather sentenced to 30 years in child's death. The stepfather of an 8-year-old child who was strangled to death in November 2022 was sentenced to 30 years in prison July 26th after pleading guilty to injury to a child by omission. Adolfo Reyes, 35, was sentenced by Ector County District Court Judge Justin Lowe under the terms of a plea agreement worked out between prosecutors William Prasher and Carmen Tellez and defense attorney Scott Lay, court records show. According to an Ector County Sheriff's Office report, dispatchers received a call on November 5, 2022, about an unresponsive child from the 2000 block of North Huntington Avenue. And when deputies arrived, they found firefighters performing life-saving measures on Arturo Francisco Coca. Arturo was taken to Medical Center Hospital, but life-saving measures performed there were unsuccessful. Investigators and hospital staff noticed Arturo malnourished and small for his age, according to the report. They also saw he had lacerations on his head, legs, and back. Exeter County Sheriff Mike Griffiths told the Odessa American the boy weighed 35 pounds. The boy's mother, Megan Lang, told authorities Arturo had woken up after defecating and urinating on himself, so she carried him to the bathroom, bathed him, and took him into the living room, the report stated. She called 911, she said, because she was talking to him when his head fell back and she realized he wasn't breathing. Investigators learned through six other children in the home that Reyes was also home when the boy died, the report stated. Reyes acknowledged he was home the day Arturo died, but denied hurting him, the report stated. He later requested legal counsel and didn't provide any other information. At the time, Griffith said Lang and Reyes attributed the boy's death to diabetes, but a forensic pathologist ruled the cause of Arturo's death was asphyxiation by manual strangulation with underlying causes of neglect. He found the boy to be malnourished and saw hemorrhaging in his neck. Both were arrested on suspicion of capital murder of a child under the age of 10 and injury to a child. Reyes was later indicted on a single charge of injury to a child by omission. He was deemed incompetent to stand trial at one point and went through a competency restoration program. Last March, an Ector County jury found Lang 30 guilty of capital murder, which carries an automatic life with no parole sentence. She was also convicted of injury to a child and injury to a child by omission, said Ector County District Attorney Dusty Gallivan. The jury sentenced Lang to two life sentences on the child abuse charges. Gallivan said she had been facing anywhere from 5 years to life on those counts, which will run concurrently to the no parole life sentence. According to court documents, Reyes wrote a letter to Lowe while awaiting trial saying he couldn't hold back all of the things Lang had done to Arturo. He claimed Lang often put a jalapeno or hot sauce on the boy's penis when he urinated on himself, put holes in the walls throughout their house by throwing Arturo at them, slapped him in the face and forced him to sleep in a closet and sleep standing up. Reyes further claimed Lang told Arturo she hated him and wished he'd die. OPD seizes drugs, makes arrest. Odessa police seized a large amount of cocaine, methamphetamine, THC, and psychedelic mushrooms from a home on East 37th Street Tuesday and made a felony arrest. According to an Odessa Police Department report, officers serving a search warrant at the home around 7 p.m. Tuesday found 118 grams of cocaine, 25 grams of meth, 12 grams of THC that was contained in 6 electronic vapes, and 17 ounces of marijuana. They also found 6.7 grams of ecstasy, 32 grams of psilocybin, Ziploc bags, scales, and cash. Timothy Allen Sanchez, 38, was arrested on suspicion of delivery of a controlled substance, delivery of cocaine, delivery of methamphetamine, 2 counts, possession of a controlled substance, and possession of marijuana. No bond has been set on Wednesday night.
This is Reed, and this is the Midland Reporter Telegram Health and Wellness for Wednesday, July 31st, 2024. Honor. Tammy Miller receives MMH's Daisy Award. Tammy Miller, RN, from the Heart Institute, has been honored with the Daisy Award. Miller's unwavering dedication to her patients and exceptional care have left an indelible mark on the lives of many. Miller's expertise and compassionate approach go beyond the call of duty. One particularly touching story highlights her extraordinary commitment. The family member of a patient who underwent a procedure at the Heart Institute shared their remarkable experience. Quote, from the moment they arrived early in the morning, the warmth of the staff was evident, but it was Tammy who truly stood out, end quote, said the family member. From their first interaction, Miller's kindness and professionalism were apparent. She eased their anxieties with her gentle demeanor and even shared a personal story, making the experience feel more human and less clinical. Miller's attentive care didn't stop there. She provided clear explanations, kept them informed throughout the procedure, and regularly checked in, ensuring both the patient and the family felt supported. Quote, "Tammy was brilliant. I did not ask her if she did that intentionally, but it worked for my brain, and my affection for her grew from that instant. After the procedure, which took much less time and had excellent results, we were walked through the recovery time, precautions, and wound care. Tammy epitomized an exceptional nurse and healthcare leader," end quote, said the family member who nominated Tammy for the Daisy Award. Miller's ability to connect with her patients on a personal level while delivering top-notch care makes her a true healthcare leader. Her approach reminds us that excellent nursing is not just about medical expertise, but also about compassion and understanding. If you've experienced extraordinary care from a nurse like Miller, consider nominating them for the Daisy Award. Nominations can come from patients, family members, colleagues, or anyone who has witnessed exceptional care. To nominate a nurse, visit MidlandHealth.org and search Daisy Award. Midland Health has been dedicated to delivering quality health care to the residents of Midland County and their surrounding region for over 70 years. Our staff, volunteers, facilities, and services reflect this commitment today. We believe that the health of a community extends far beyond hospital walls, and we are committed to leading our community to be the healthiest in Texas. By teaming up with area healthcare partners, Midland Memorial Hospital created Midland Health to make a profound and lasting impact on our community by improving the health of our people. Thank you, Miller, for your unwavering commitment to your patients and for making a difference every day. Cardiac health. Why skipping breakfast could be bad for your heart. Some say that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Is it really? That's up for debate. However, skipping the first meal is not the healthiest choice and can even put someone at risk for health issues. In this Mayo Clinic Minute, Dr. Francisco Lopez Jimenez, a Mayo Clinic cardiologist, explains why. Quote, "Skipping breakfast historically hasn't been something necessarily healthy," end quote, Lopez Jimenez says. He adds that missing the first meal of the day isn't good for your heart. Quote, "There are numerous studies showing that people who skip breakfast have an increased risk for heart disease and many other ailments," end quote, he says. Not only that, there's also some evidence to suggest that heart attacks are more likely to happen in the morning. Quote, "Part of it is the high adrenaline state that occurs early in the morning. If you match that with no food, no calories at all, what happens is that the body says, well, with no food, I could die from starvation, so I have to do some extra things. And those extra things are basically crunching the glands that make adrenaline. And essentially, the body gets into this rush of adrenaline," end quote, says Lopez Jimenez. And for those wanting to lose weight through fasting, breakfast is not the right meal to miss. Quote, "People who skip breakfast, many times they're able to do that because they have a pretty large dinner," end quote, says Lopez Jimenez. Quote, "So you're feeding the body with calories at the time when your body is just about to go to sleep, when you need calories the least," end quote.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.